Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the new world order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We're the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. You're listening to a special report of breaking news from The Common Sense Show, and that news is going to be coming from many, many different avenues, angles, venues, people, and this is something I've been working on all day as I'm trying to get my regular stuff done, but this is earth-shattering. It's life-changing. And this is going to be something you're going to want to send far and wide. Excuse me. Paul Martin's going to be joining me. We're going to recap what we have with each other. And we're going to not speculate. And if we do end up at a speculation point from connecting the dots, we will say so. First of all, there are a couple people, good people with great businesses that make this possible. And I'm talking about this show possible. The first one is PrepareWithDave.com, the very best storable food out there. And after you hear this report, if you're not at least 6 months into storable food like DHS and FEMA tell you should be, you're going to be. 70% off, restaurant quality, 25-year shelf life. Go to PrepareWithDave.com. And I'll tell you one thing. If you haven't converted your soon-to-be worthless cash into precious metals like gold, you need to do it, and you need to do it ASAP. I don't know how long we have until some of these events we're going to talk about unfold, but I don't think we have a year. Some people say 6 months. Some people say 6 weeks. I don't think it's going to be 6 days. I don't think it's going to be that soon. But things are lining up. So what can you do to convert your soon-to-be worthless cash into gold? Well, you can give my good friend Steve Quayle a call at 406-586-4842. That's Steve Quayle, Renaissance Precious Metals. The ad is also on the front of the CommonSenseShow.com website. Our good guest, great friend of the show, Paul Martin, is with us. Paul, welcome to the show. This was kind of an impromptu thing we've thrown together. So much like a couple of breaking news interviews I've done recently, we may be kind of jumping around a little bit, so we'll ask for some indulgence from the audience because we haven't had time to really script this fully. So, Paul, welcome. And where do you think a good starting point would be?
Well, I think the only starting point is my phone call this morning from a friend of mine, a friend of yours, a great friend of the Patriot community for a very long time, called me, and he has a drop-dead spot where people can leave things for me that they don't want seen anywhere else.
Sure.
And he checked one of them yesterday, and there was a letter in there. There is, as we speak, a meeting in Chicago, Illinois. It is all of the leaders of every country south of the U.S. border, all the way down to the tip of South America. It's very secret. These people were flown in privately and secretly, and they are discussing tactics, weapons, personnel for an invasion of the United States.
A classic Red Dawn invasion that we've been talking about for years. Is that correct, Paul? I don't know if that came through. Let me try again. To reiterate what you just said, a classic Red Dawn invasion, the kind that you and I have been talking about for years.
Yes. And had another source call me and was talking about this, and he said, well, actually, there's three meetings. There's one in Chicago, there's one in Texas, and there's also one in California.
Oh, boy. Oh, you're not going to believe how this coincides with what I was given today. I was told Chicago's an epicenter, and they thought that the Civil War would start in Chicago, and I made the point, what about California? And in fact, I've had this conversation with two different people today. What about California? What about Minnesota? I may have been wrong on the Minnesota thing, but we do know a lot of MS-13 are up there and a lot of ISIS are up there. But Chicago, California, absolutely. The Texas thing makes sense. But I will tell you this, there's a good governor in Texas. It's not like Jerry Brown in California or what Newsom has become as the new governor. This guy is a good man, but I guess he only has so much power. Chicago, Texas, California. Wow. Paul, I've got breaking news that ties into what could be chaos in California, and this is still an undeveloped story as we're reporting it. But Paul Preston and I have had a couple of conversations today. And, of course, he's the leader of the New California Movement, and he's not far from the Oroville Dam. And the Oroville Dam is having more problems. He has observers up there right now, and they say it's leaking. So don't know what that means in terms of catastrophic consequences that are imminent. Paul told me that he hadn't heard from his people for a couple of hours at the time that we spoke. And it is very, very interesting to me that the Oroville Dam is sitting there in trouble again. You know, Paul, they spent $1.1 billion to fix it, and they didn't fix a darn thing.
Yeah, I saw that.
Wow, it's coming together. Did I hear you correctly that you had now two sources that confirmed these meetings?
Yes.
And, one source I know, but we're not going to give the name, obviously. The other source, is it known to me? Would I know who this person is as well?
Yes.
Interesting. Wow. Okay.
And I reached out to another longtime friend. He was a, we'll just say Marine Black Ops. And I was checking in with him to let him know what was going on. And he said, interesting. He keeps two or three of his old burner phones that he carried doing his job. And he said, I checked my phone the other day, and I got had a message left that was left 30 days ago and from a former associate that's down in Florida. And he was telling my friend that they are stockpiling massive amounts of weapons in Cuba.
Mm-hmm. Not surprising. The question I would have, is it for Venezuela, because they have a presence there? Is it to facilitate Red Dawn invasion of our southern underbelly, southwestern underbelly, I should say, or both? What's your best guess? Any sources reveal anything?
No. They just... one gentleman left a message saying they're stockpiling massive amount of weapons inside Cuba. So it could be either or both.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me share with you, this is from, this hits really close to home, and I've been told I can tell the stories, I just can't attribute it to the person. But I'm going to leave out the alphabet soup agency at this point. Because of the sensitive nature of this. Let me read to you a communique that went out to agents, and these agents presumably would have a border presence, okay? For the medical threat assessment provided by some communication, I'm not going to mention what it was, they go on and they list areas that agents should be concerned about when they encounter illegal aliens, and they're using kinds of initials and acronyms I'm not familiar with. Is this is probably for eyes only, or but let me read to you what's here. Influenza, they're worried about that coming across. Tetanus, Varicella, and they're telling these people have to get vaccines for all of these particular threats. And then they go on to talk about PPEs, which are, shall we say, exotic diseases that could be coming across. And, in other words, and let me give you one more thing that I know too. these same agents were also given amazing amounts of ammunition to stockpile. In other words, they're expecting trouble. They're expecting trouble, I think, on the biological front, and they're expecting trouble with armed insurgents. Why else would they do this? So, Paul, this is going across all lines. And let me share one more thing, and get your comment on this. And I think I did tell you this earlier today, but I've repeated this story four or five times, so forgive me if I haven't told you. In the Washington Post on April the 9th, they ran a story. You could have knocked me over with a feather. And it said that the federales are going away in Mexico to be replaced by the Mexican National Guard. And the Mexican National Guard will be basically, my words now, under the auspices of the UN, who will be providing, are you ready? Humanitarian training, which we know is always a cover story for military presence. What do you think about them apples?
I don't doubt it a bit.
Well, why would the Washington Post put that in? I mean, I'm still scratching my head because they know someone like you and me are going to read this story and see it for what it is. They're not doing any humanitarian training. It's, are you going to take prisoners or not take prisoners? Paul, do you think it's a good idea for the fact that we have a lot of new listeners to the Common Sense Show and tell them about the terrorist-based training camps in El Salvador?
Well, that was your source, Dave.
Yeah. Well, Kathy Rubio, DEA going back to 2014. Kathy Rubio has had presence there, knows people, works there. She kind of moves in and out of those circles because she's able to. And yeah, they bring together the Sanchez Paredes drug cartel out of Peru. And I was introduced to their existence 5 years ago by a DEA agent, then confirmed by another DEA agent who reached out to me. And the Border Patrol agent I talked to, two of them I talked to, but one of them in particular knew all about this. But the Sanchez Paredes drug cartel is basically the Peruvian army and the Peruvian bank, and they put together terrorists with the drug cartels, and they married them together. This is actually referred to in the Tucson Daily Star in the first article I could find in 2006, and repeated again almost in the same form in 2010. So 8 and 4 years prior to the last Central American invasion, and they put together these training camps, and they're trained by paramilitary personnel. But here's the rub. Kathy Rubio said she's seen men in American military uniforms, the Army, doing the training, but she's been told by people she knows that they are the CIA. So we have active treason going on among forces preparing to invade the United States. That's the Red Dawn Force. And I'll throw you one more thing here, too. You said earlier when we first talked that your source said that these people came in without any kind of identifying material. No visas, no passports, right? Remember you told us that?
Yep.
Well, let me tell you what else I know. The Sanchez Paredes, and I got this from the number 3 DEA agent who served under Steinkampf in Peru, and he was the station chief there, that this agent told me that the Sanchez Paredes routinely traveled to Chicago without passports, without visas. See, this is the coordinating agency. Now, they actually go by a name now called the Shining Path, and Paul Preston implicated them in an attempted assassination of Donald Trump, and it caused Trump to cancel his trip to South America. So, I mean, we're pulling together different pieces here of this puzzle. So, Paul, do you have anything else before we connect more dots?
No, that's about it. One of the things that I bounced off of a intelligence guy, and I've had a long day, Dave, just to pick you up. I got a headache. He said, as we've talked about on the program before, but he said, they'll cut communications right before they do this. So you can look for your cell phones to die, internet's done. That'll be your ghost signal to get home or whatever you've got planned. When we can't communicate, we can't talk, it's showtime.
I've been told the same thing, not in this particular instance, but in terms of when trouble is going to hit. Do you find it a little bit more of a coincidence that President Trump in the last 48 hours signed an executive order warning America about an EMP and laid out the responsibilities of the federal government?
Yeah, I find that with everything that's going on in Trump's world, I find that extremely important. And it's like, you know, this just didn't come out of the blue. I mean, he got some intel or some kind of information on the possibility of an EMP attack for him to do that as abruptly as he did.
See, I was always of the opinion an EMP attack would be the two-year-old temper tantrum. We're losing, we can't get our way, and the deep state acts like, well, if I can't have you, no one else will, and they pull the plug on an EMP. But it looks like that they are actually planning to weaponize, and they're planning to move beyond. This isn't a doomsday approach from what I'm getting. This is a designed takedown of selected areas, therefore I don't think it's going to be global. And let me tell you, Paul, where your knowledge comes into this very, very strongly. If you were going to take out as much as you could, you'd detonate two nuclear missiles over mid-continent United States. Trent Franks actually covered that in a public meeting I attended in 2010. That's ex-Congressman Trent Franks. What we know is that as you have said, the Chinese have back doors into our entire grid, and they were part of the GridX drills for years, and they know exactly where all the bodies are buried. Go ahead and elaborate on that for a minute for the audience, would you?
Oh, I got invited to a birthday party, and I'm not big on parties, but this guy wanted me to come to meet this gentleman, and so we visited about what he did and what I did, and kind of got over by ourselves. This guy was an IT tech contractor for the U.S. Army, and this guy was livid. He said all of the software in the grid is Chinese. He said a couple of keystrokes, and we'd go dark.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think is coming. I absolutely think that's coming. And I'll tell you, I think what's going to push that timetable is there is a data dump that was sent to me tonight, and I'm not going to open the files because I'm worried about a malicious virus, and I scanned it and didn't get a real good response from my scan. Have you seen the alleged data dump done by WikiLeaks after the arrest of Julian Assange? And I looked at the titles of the data files, Hillary's emails, Obama's background. I mean, stuff that could potentially be really damning. Have you seen that at all?
Yeah, I haven't read it. I know it's out.
I'm not opening it until other people take the risk here, because I don't need my system to go down. And also, too, I think it's an enticement where you could open up child porn and then you got a whole different set of problems. So I'm treating this with the utmost of caution, but I've received two of these emails that had these attachments to it, allegedly from WikiLeaks. I fully think it's probably real, Paul, because I do dead man switches. You know I do that. No, you've never been a source for me for dead man switch. Let me make that real clear publicly. But you know I do dead man switches. And people who gather sensitive material and you think you might be the first or the only one, just ask Breitbart and Hastings if they think dead man switches are a good idea. So I would be surprised if Assange did not do that. I've got more. I think dots we can connect. Let me go to another communique I had today from another Alphabet Soup guy. Here's the one. I got some serious blank that will come soon, telling me that I'm going to be downloaded with info. We just got 25,000 extra rounds of 5.56 for training and duty load. Is that significant for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that might get your attention. I also downloaded this person on the information from the Washington Post converting the Federales to the Mexican National Guard. And this comes right out of a major intelligence agency. I've known about the Mexican National Guard for months. Is there any media reporting? And then I went back and told him about the Washington Post on April the 9th, which people can link to that in the morning because I'm putting that in an article I'm releasing. I'm releasing this information in two parts, Paul. Let me see what else he says here. Okay, this is the one thing I want to get to here. This is something that came from another intelligence source. I broached the topic of FEMA camps, and I'll get into that in just a minute. But listen to this. This is what I said. I got a communique. Says, Dave, you called. Yes, I'm getting information that an old plan is going to be operationalized. One, I'm told that Trump will put illegal aliens into sanctuary cities. But I'm being told this will eventually be struck down by the courts as cruel and unusual punishment. And then Trump will have to have private contractors build hastily constructed FEMA camps that I have reported on as far back as 2012 in something called the Seifert Memo, in which KBR, that would be Kellogg, Briand, and Root, agreed that they could construct a FEMA camp housing between 300 and 1,000 inmates within a 72-hour period. And then I went on and I said, I was also told by someone in a parallel agency to you that their fear, and this is mine too, that when the illegal aliens are kicked out of the FEMA camps and that there's a successful coup against the government and the crazy liberals take over, those FEMA camps are going to house people like myself and my independent media colleagues and all that follow us. And let me bounce back here to a response. Well, that's partially what I heard, Dave. Detention centers are to be built near Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, and San Antonio. What do you think of those apples, Paul?
Well, I think they're going to have a whole lot of trouble with my brother Texicans.
I think you're right, but I just looking through these other communications I've received today. Let me go through. There's one more I wanted to read to you from somebody else. Dave, this comes from another intelligence source. Remember when we were talking about a multiple-pronged attack on the U.S.? And, Paul, you remember that article I wrote, a seven-pronged attack?
Yes.
That's what this person's referring to. He said, this weather, I believe, and he's talking about weather wars now and implicating HAARP without saying a Project HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, for the new listeners. And he goes on to say that these storms and hurricanes and sudden dumps of bad weather, he goes through all the devastation. I won't read everything he said about the farms, but he said a million cows lost, for example, all the destroyed equipment, farmland that won't be productive for a generation or longer, mass power outages. I'm just highlighting all the things he said. And then he goes on to say this, and Paul, this is something that really needs to be out there. He talks about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, and her global warming threat that life will be gone in our nation 12 years from now. He said, we're broke. We'll have tremendous food inflation. We will see potential famine. And these storms show no sign of letting up, and the damage is only going to get worse. They're going to blame Trump for not adhering to climate change policies, and they're going to blackmail him, and the implication is remove him from office. There's your liberal takeover. There's the activation of FEMA camps once the illegals are expelled from them by a liberal judge's orders. Those are my dot connectors there. Go ahead and comment. And we're thinking on the run here, so if you've got a different view, I think this is a good time to bring it out.
Well, I think concerning the state of Texas, they would have to take down the Texas grid. Of course, they're on their own system. Mm-hmm. But as long as those Texans can communicate, everybody down there hunts. Everybody, you know, is partners on a deer lease and quail hunters, and they're just a gazillion guns in Texas. So you would absolutely have to sever any communications at all.
Okay, so that's EMP territory. I agree.
Could be. Yeah, you can blow up a bunch of power stations and stuff around the state, and that'd be good enough right there. It could be a localized EMP, kind of like the one that hit that aircraft down on the border. We don't know what all technology that's out there, but as long as Texans can communicate on their cell phones or whatever, it'd be a bloodbath. You wouldn't have enough people.
Let me take you back in time to an article I wrote in the last Central American invasion, and remember the closing of the Walmarts and how it coincided with Jade Helm 15. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Okay. And do you remember how a self-proclaimed but yet anonymous source from the Texas Rangers came forward? But he said enough, I had people look at this and they said, Dave, this seems credible. This is the kind of way it would be expressed. This is the language that I'd expect to hear. So some people thought this was credible. The person admonished me because I was all over the Walmart conversions going on, and what are they going to be, FEMA camps or way stations to distribute people to FEMA camps, and why are so many of these closed Walmarts near railroad tracks? And we went through that whole thing, and he wrote to me and he admonished me. He says, look, I'm not saying the FEMA camps aren't important, but you need to get off the total emphasis of this and look at some other things that you're trying to be told by law enforcement. They're telling you we're being overrun by illegals who aren't illegals. They're terrorists. Now, remember, this wasn't a popular topic in 2015. This wasn't something we talked about regularly. We mentioned, oh, by the way, this could happen. It's only become part of our national lexicon publicly with the mainstream public in the last year. And he said, there is enough ISIS and MS-13 and other terrorists here, they can overrun small towns, kill all the police, take over the towns, execute citizens, take down local power grids, and they could target certain areas to further what they wanted, whether they would be food shortages or electrical grid outlets to take down. He thought that was the real threat. And he said that was the threat they were operating on. So, Paul, listen, when you talk about Texas, I've already been educated.
Well, you got to remember that, and I believe John Moore had talked about this, I believe, on his radio show, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, I can't remember, about the source that he had that had been traveling Mexico, and that there was 3 Chinese military bases down there. He said they had all the gear and the trucks and all the stuff. He said there was no troops down there at the time, but he said, you know, there was a contingency of people that were, you know, keeping the place going and, you know, maintenance on the equipment and stuff. So that's like 4 or 5 years ago.
I've been told this by truck drivers who've seen Chinese soldiers there. And then you have the Port of Long Beach, and this video disappeared, but I don't know if you ever saw that video where a man was at the Port of Long Beach, talked about how the Chinese had taken it over and they were moving in troops and shipping containers. Do you remember that video?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's gone. You can't find it today. Surprise, surprise. The other thing that is curious is, we'll go back. I've been working with Alexandra Daly and Marilyn Rupar. And Marilyn used to live in Humboldt County. And man, have I got an education about what's going on there and what the power structure is there. But what we found out in our research, and Alexandra found the same thing, independent of Marilyn, that the Chinese for decades ran drug trafficking in Central America, but as they moved more into the mainstream of nations, they wanted some plausible deniability, degrees of separation from the acts of drug trafficking, so they handed it off to the Sinaloas. And what do we have in Humboldt County? that I have documented nine times Sunday. I've done radio interviews with Marilyn and Alexandra, and we look at what they have come up with. Is basically the Sinaloas are running the power structure in the Emerald Triangle. Three counties, centered in Humboldt, law enforcement's paralyzed, murders go on, people disappear for sex trafficking, the highest disappearance rate in the country. Water is being taken, and the suspects have a name, last name that starts with P, as in Speaker of the House, and relatives, and those, and the water is being carried off to China in Sprag bags. And the U.S. Forest Service ran an article, I put it on my website, in which they are using toxins, and I'm sure you ran this on your site at revolutionradio.org, and they're keeping rodents and small animals from eating the PVC pipe of the Sinaloa drug cartels and their drug trafficking in Humboldt County. And now the rains are washing these chemicals into the water supply. It's going downstream into the Central Valley. And a U.S. Forest Service article said, one, it's getting into the food chain. And number two, it's poisoning water. Wow. And this is the Chinese working with the Sinaloas. And it's the same power structure we're seeing at the border. Would you say it's all coming together, Paul?
I certainly would.
And people can go to thecommonsenseshow.com. I have numerous articles and interviews there with Marilyn Rupar. A two-hour interview ran this last evening on the Common Sense Show, and hours number one and hours number two with Miss Daly. And I have to tell you, Paul, the evidence is overwhelming. In fact, there was a five-part video put out. I think it was either Amazon Prime or Netflix. It was called Murder Mountain, and they showed sheriff's deputies when they legalized pot driving into South Humboldt County, and they hadn't been there in 30 years, and men in motorcycles with shotguns escorted them so they didn't see anything they weren't supposed to see. And one of the deputies, and you see all this on tape. I mean, this isn't me repeating a story. This was video evidence. And one of the deputies, so here we are in America, the law enforcement agency controlling an area is being escorted by criminal gangs. Thank you, Nancy Pelosi, Kamala Harris, who's covered all this up, by the way. I've done an article on that with Alexandra Daly. It's just incredible how she's used her position as Attorney General in Alameda County, District Attorney, to cover up sex crimes, drug trafficking, and we got her dead to right. The evidence is overwhelming. So, Paul, sorry to rant like that, but the power structure is there. What do you make of all the criminal activity you've had in your area? And I call it criminal. When you have Russians shooting at your range, when you have the burkas there, when you have Chinese that walk into your liquor store, what do you make of all this up in northern Colorado?
Well, we're kind of the Bermuda Triangle for weird stuff.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this. Well, we've been talking about this for 5 years.
I know. I just I put a call into one of my friends up in Fort Collins, and I'll leave their name out of for a moment until I talk to them. Paul, don't you think that with all the weird things going on right now, you'd see anomalous behavior from public officials tied to Agenda 21 in places like Fort Collins and Austin, Texas?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you know of anything odd going on in Fort Collins?
No, I try not to go into Fort Collins, but I haven't seen anything odd there. Other than the Russians like to shop at the Super Walmart between Fort Collins and Loveland.
I've heard that from many people, yep.
And that's where the friend of mine was. He likes to go down there and just mill around. And he called me this has been 3 years ago. And he was in just kind of walking around the store. And these four guys, all of them had beards. Two of them had shaved heads. And they had a barcode on the left side of their neck. Kind of freaked him out. Well, kind of freaked me out, too. And so I reached out to a well-traveled military guy and asked if he knew anything about it. And he said, you know what those are, don't you? And I go, no. He said, those are former Turkish prisoners that go through a psycho eval to make sure that they can operate in a military type atmosphere. And he said, most of these guys are sick, twisted serial killers, murderers, rapists, stuff like that. And he was rather surprised to hear that they're here. But yeah, we've had the Gurkhas and these guys, and you know, Larimer County sheriffs know about the Russians and all the stuff. And this is a military operation. You pre-position your stuff and then you execute. So they've been pre-positioning for some time, Dave.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because you and I did an interview last year, I believe it was, where you talked about the pre-positioning of military assets for later use, and you had an intel source, if I remember correctly, on this. Let's go ahead and review that very quickly, because see, as people bum rush the border and they get across the border, they don't have to be armed with AK-47s and RPGs to be a threat. They simply need to know where to go to find those kinds of weapons. Remind the audience of what you revealed on our show last year.
Well, I had a guy that reached out to me, and he's a aviation guy, and he kept sending me literally pictures, and I think I sent some to you, of this plane that was leaving out of Centennial Airport in Denver. And, you know, it was going to and fro and here and there, you know, some over the fly, you know, flyover country and back to Grand Junction and over to Utah. But every time it flew, it had a different company name. But the tail feather numbers were always the same. So that tells me that's changing the company name. I mean, it's got CIA written all over it. So somebody was flying around pre-positioning things.
Pre-positioning weapons caches.
More than likely. You know, you wouldn't change a company name on every single flight.
Did they change the tail fin numbers?
Never.
That's how you identify them.
I know. But it just had a different company name on every... On the flight log, it was, you know, just all these different company names, but it had the same tail feathers on it all the time.
My goodness, this is just stunning information. But I find it so interesting that Lavrov, the defense minister for Russia, came out. Did you see where he came out and said, had Clinton won the election, and I'm going to paraphrase because I don't have the article in front of me, and it ran on RT, he said that many of you would already be being persecuted. Trump stopped New World Order implementation, and the implication was there would have been mass arrests. Did you see that?
Oh, absolutely. I'm the
you
better one than
article.
That.
You did see the article, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I posted it. Well, they were gonna. If Hillary had won, they would have hit us hard. It would have been.
Yeah, Putin said that. He said that they would have launched.
Yep.
Yeah, he said had Hillary won, they would have launched. He said they were good to go. This is absolutely incredible, the stuff that's coming out now. There's another thing that ran too. And to show you that Putin has an understanding of who the real enemy is, and it's not the American people. However, if he perceives us being taken over by the New World Order entirely, he will nuke us. But he said, did you see where he said recently, and I did a podcast on this, that given the post-Mueller report, he wants he and Trump to start over. Did you see that?
Absolutely.
See, Putin gets it. He knows the New World Order is their enemy, but it's like Duterte said from the Philippines. He aligned more with China because he didn't trust that Trump could control his own government, and Putin's in the same position. And some people think I've made some people mad saying this today, but some people think these things could not be going on unless the president was compromised in some fashion. I haven't formed a final opinion on that. What do you think, Paul?
I don't know. I've got a guy with special forces in the sandbox, had 8 tours.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still got some pretty good connections for his years in the military. But he was telling me the other day that we were talking about Trump and all this stuff going on, and he said, you can take this to the bank. He said, Trump's personal intelligence people that only he talks to, he said, they're better than anything the government has. And so we don't know what Trump knows. We don't know if he's been threatened, pigeonholed, shown the Zapruder film from the JFK assassination. We don't know. Well, we talked about this when he got elected.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I was saying these people have a massive, these deep state, New World Order guys, they have an amazing amount of weaponry and things that they can use on us, as well as the president.
Do you think, well, I did a side-by-side comparison of Kennedy's reasons he was assassinated and what Trump has done. And what Trump has
done, I read that.
And the threat that he poses is far worse than what Kennedy did. But do you think it's independent media and our sophistication now, and we didn't exist in 1963? Do you think that's what's causing the hesitancy and assassination?
Best guess I've got is yes.
Yeah, I read these things. There's been 14 attempts on Trump. I know about the Shining Path one that Paul Preston revealed, but it wasn't a direct threat because Trump found out about it and canceled his trip. But, and there's been other things, you know, like the mystery guy on the lawn that had a bomb or whatever, the White House lawn. And, you know, there's been things like that, but nothing that you could pin and say this is a direct assassination attempt against the president. I think they're hesitant because they know they wouldn't get away with it. That's my guess.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Well, there's another war going on right now. And Paul Preston and I talked about this tonight. First of all, I got to tell you this. I know this for a fact because I was one of the ones that helped bring some details of the secret space program to light, given the work of my father, and I've been revealing since about 2014. And one of the things I know is that the Air Force eventually was given control of the program, and the Air Force is controlled by the CIA. A lot of people don't know this, but the Air Force, the CIA, and the NSA were all created at the same time. And the Air Force is the least independent and least loyal. And I don't mean the soldiers that serve or the airmen that serve or the pilots that serve. I'm talking about their upper leadership. They're the least loyal to the Constitution. They're more globalist dominated. And Trump took away the space program that was under their guise. He didn't create a new space program. Boy, Paul, what's that? We got some interference going on. Can you hear that?
No.
Yeah, we got something that was blaring through. But anyway, to finish the point, Trump took away the space program, secret space program, from the Air Force and made it public. And there's now deep state Trump supporter coup going on with regard to control of this. And this is a big deal because if you control the high ground with gods or rods from God, as they call them, or laser weapons, you could basically be like King of the Hill and fire down and control the planet. This is another thing that's going to be getting news and attention over the next several weeks. So it seems to all be happening at once.
Well, it does with what we've been through today.
Man, this has been a day. This has been a day. I mean, here's what's interesting. Nobody for hours now, what am I into this now? The data dump on this started about 12 hours ago for me at the time from then into this recording. Paul, not one person's printed it. Everything I'm getting is you to me, you to your sources, me to my sources. Usually when rumors get repeated that aren't true, it's in print and people are reading the print and repeating it. What's fascinating about this, there's nothing out there. There's nothing out there.
Nope.
Have you seen anything?
No.
No, but I keep getting confirmations from all these different angles, and you do too, and man, oh man, oh man. Where do you have a feeling for a timetable of any of your sources giving you any indication about a timetable?
Well, military operations are like fish in the refrigerator. They only last so long, the momentum and the, you know, the hoorah and all that stuff.
Yeah.
When you put all this stuff together and you train for it and you train for it and you train for it, you use it. You know, we thought it was, when I was in Okinawa, they sent us to Gokinba, Japan, which is kind of on the bottom slope of Mount Fuji. It's a beautiful area. And there's a artillery range there outside Gokinba that we use, and that the Japanese artillery, they've got a couple of airborne artillery units. And we fired for 45 days straight, day and night, all kinds of different firing scenarios. And that's when they got us up in the morning at 2 o'clock. And we thought it was kind of weird. But they got us up at 2 o'clock in the morning and said, put everything on his tanks you can put on there. We're going to Vietnam. And so we had been firing and firing and firing and firing and firing and training. And then, boom, we're going, you know, here, saddle up. So that's what I'm talking about. These, whatever they're doing as far as this meeting that we talked to at the beginning of the program and everything, they'll have to utilize that at some point before the energy fades from it.
I do agree. There's a shelf life. So in other words, you're saying in a roundabout way, it's going to be sooner rather than later.
It has to, or it falls apart.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. But I mean, we've connected so many dots in this report. I mean, are you finding what I'm finding? Things that we reported on a year or two or three, 4 or 5 years ago that were anomalous and were out of place and we didn't think it was right, but we didn't really fully connect it to an overall scheme. These things are resurfacing, and now the plot starts to make sense. Do you get that feeling too?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you look at the mainstream media, their numbers, MSNBC, you've got these two socialists, people in the Democratic Party, that's splitting that party up. This is, if we can't have it, you're not going to have it.
Yeah, I agree. But there's another component to this, and I believe it was Steve Quayle I had this conversation with, in which he felt we would be admired in civil conflict, maybe even civil war, before we'd be attacked by the Russians and Chinese, and I would say probably in the form of the UN. And you look at Jussie Smollett, okay? Jussie Smollett, guilty as sin. Everyone knows he's guilty as sin. And what would be the purpose of this fake hate crime? To rile up gays and blacks and have all kinds of civil unrest, trying to promote violence. And then you've got this show on CBS called The Good Fight, and they're advocating for violence, punching in the face conservatives. And this is a CBS primetime show.
As well as assassinating the president.
Yeah. Listen, they want to cause a civil war. And, I mean, they're using the media now to do it. And if you go back last fall, I mean, it was Mad Maxine Waters and all these crazy Democrats saying, get in their face. And, of course, the summer before that, Stephen Scalise was shot and almost murdered. So they're clearly... These people are clearly traitors. They're clearly working for the demise of this country. And I'm going to call it out actively, Paul. Nancy Pelosi is a traitor working against the United States interests, and she wants to hand this country over. So is Dianne Feinstein, which explains her 20-year Chinese spy that was her driver, and he got caught. So I'm not making this up. It's caught. It's public record. Then you've got Harris You've got all these people, Cory Booker, who, by the way, today I thought it was funny. We don't want the illegals in the sanctuary cities. We'll feel less safe. I mean, all these people are deliberately handing off the country to our enemies. They are complicit in being traitors. It's like the American Revolution, and these are the loyalists who are loyal to the crown. These people are loyal to the globalists, not to the Constitution.
Well, yeah. we're in a civil war now. It just hadn't go hot. This is just like, I rode bulls through high school, and you know, you're on the bull, your hands in the rope, and you got a hand on the gate, just ready to say go. And that's, I mean, you know, the bull's in the chute. You're on the bull. You're just waiting to open that gate up, and that's exactly where we are.
Let me tell you how far some people have come. You know, my wife lived through with me the persecution of John McCain and the attempted theft of our property and all that you know. But she's always been a little cautious and kind of jumping out there as far as I will take things. Not anymore. And I got family members same way. People are beginning to get it. Once the people would say, I kind of see half of it, but not the other half. Many people who are close to me now, Paul, see the whole thing. Are you getting that same kind of response?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people I've known for years, through business, and that are, you know, kind of, they're middle of the road, don't want to pay attention to it, you know, doesn't affect me, blah, blah, blah. Well, it's in their face. There's no denying it.
Yeah. It's in our face. There's no question. They're in our country. And soon they could be in our homes. And this is so disturbing. If the evidence wasn't overwhelming, I would think I would sound like a raving lunatic. But we're going to begin to expose this on thecommonsenseshow.com. I'm going to put it out to my distributions like Steve's site and also to Ernie Hancock's site at Freedom's Phoenix. We need to send this far and wide. My friend, we are out of time. This has been probably what's going to prove to be a groundbreaking report of the Common Sense Show with breaking news, tying together a lot of anomalies here, and we will see all of you back here again next time. Pray for the president. Pray for our country. Paul, your website, again, is revolutionradio.org, and I encourage people to visit it. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Dave. God bless.
God bless.